Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, is writing his column at the Washington Times about a pleasant evening in Washington, D.C., and then at the Capitol Jewish Museum, an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee. Two young people, Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram, outside. We know now they were engaged. We know now they were leaving for Israel momentarily to introduce parents to each other and to talk about their future together. And then, Cliff, your column is welcome, but at the same time, reading it, I can't find the plot. What happened next doesn't make any sense from the world I live in. And your column is brave, but having written it and posted it, what do you make of it now? What happened?
It is painful because, as you say, they're leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum following an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee. It happens the event focused on providing humanitarian aid, not least to Gazans. The perpetrator, he knew where he was, that he was outside the Jewish Museum. He knew, I think, that there was an American Jewish Committee, and he figured the people coming out and standing on the sidewalk but probably were Jews. And so he shot two of them. He shot a girl, a young woman, in the back, and then he shot the man she was with. He happened to be Christian. Both were staffers, young staffers at the Israeli embassy. He is an Israeli Christian. She was an American, but was working at the embassy. When they were down on the ground, bleeding, he continued to fire shots. She tried to crawl away. She tried to sit up, as I understand. There's surveillance video that we've seen reports on. And he just kept shooting them, I think something like 21 times to make sure they were both dead. And then he walked into the museum. He seemed distraught. Somebody tried to calm him. Somebody brought him a glass of water. And then he says there was a shooting. And he says people have been shot. And then he says call 911. And a woman tries to calm him. And the police arrive. And what does he do? He pulls out a red keffiyeh, like a red Palestinian scarf. I'll tell you more about that in a second. And he yells, free, free Palestine. He's a 31, we now know he's a 31 years, he's a leftist activist. He has been affiliated with something called the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, the Answer Coalition, that's for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. Both of these are far left groups affiliated with China, supportive of North Korea. They hate the West, they hate America, they hate Israelis, they hate Jews. I ask in my column, is that a form of intersectionality? They both get funding from an American multimillionaire who makes his home in Shanghai and is married to the co-founder of Code Pink, a group, kind of a wacky left group you see all the time in this town. They kind of delight in disrupting congressional hearings, they think. And then I get announcements from them. Oh, what a great success. We disrupted a congressional hearing today. And the Red Cafe, let me just, last point I'll make for now, that's associated with something called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. It's secular. It's Marxist-Leninist. We know it received financial and military backing from Tehran, and one of its spokesmen called Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, blood brothers and comrades. So there you have a lot of it.
The shooter, Rodriguez, 31. He doesn't know anything, Cliff. He doesn't know anything about the world.
Right.
He is a vulnerable mind, a soft, vulnerable mind. Who talked to him? He wasn't born shooting people in the back. Where did it come from?
Well, I think it came again. He joined with these left wing organizations that are allied with jihadist organization. And this is something I've written about before, is this weird alliance between jihadis and left wingers. I mean, he went to, you know, he went to a college in Chicago, not University of Chicago. I think it was University of Illinois at Chicago, where he probably learned very, very little, as often is the case with college, when people go to college. I think he was an English major. You know, we have seen this growing. I point out that not only the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, but it's also true that if you remember back, and then you do, and maybe some of your listeners do, back in the 1970s, there was something called the Bader-Meinhof Group.
Yes.
It was also called the Red Army Faction. It was very anti-Israeli. It was most infamous. We collaborated with the PFLP in the 1976 hijacking of an Air France flight, and the flight was diverted to Entebbe. I think that people have heard of Entebbe in Uganda, where the hijackers, they're left wing, but they're doing what the Nazis would do. They separate off the Jewish passengers and hold them hostage. Now, if people remember, there was a movie about this. The people may have seen, it's pretty good, I think called Entebbe. Israeli commandos went on a mission. They landed at Entebbe Airport. Somebody impersonated Idi Amin, who was the dictator who had welcomed the hijackers. He rode in a open Mercedes-Benz. People thought that's who it was on the airfield. And they rescued 102 of the 106 hostages. That mission, by the way, was led by Yonatan Netanyahu, older brother of the current prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And he was killed. He was the only member of the rescue mission who was killed on that mission. And there's one more story I tell in this column, which I think is fascinating. And it shows not just the alliance, but the convergence between far left and the far left and the jihadis, all of them hate the West, America, Israel, and Jews. And that's Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, better known as Carlos the Jackal. I think there's also a movie about him you'd probably remember. He was born in Venezuela in 1949. He studied in Moscow. He trained with the Popular Front. He thinks about 2,000 people were killed in bombings and assassinations he planned. He eventually got captured by the French in Sudan. He was extradited to France. He was tried. He was convicted. He was sentenced to life in prison. And in prison, since then, he converted to Islam. In 2003, he published a book called Revolutionary Islam. He called 9/11 a lofty feat. He praised the Islamic Republic of Iran. And finally, he called, and this is important, he called on, quote, all revolutionaries, including those of the left, even atheists, to accept the leadership of jihadis because they represent the only transnational force capable of standing up against the enslavement of nations, still quoting, by the West. This is what globalize the intifada means. This is what Israel, you know, from the river to the sea, Israel shall be free. What the Germans meant by freedom, by free in Judenfree, free of Jews, they will be killed or sent to concentration camps. We have a kind of convergence of Nazism, far leftism, and jihadism, and it's all visible in this one double homicide in Washington about a week ago.
Cliff May, founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing about something that still doesn't make any sense. Cliff just gave you a very careful explication of madness. Two young people, very much in love. The ring for a proposal was in his pocket. They were flying home to Israel very soon for him to propose and for them to have a life together. And now...
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.